Next, we have Kate Dickinson, who is an associate in the Wealth Preservation Section of the Tax Department at Loch Lord, and she focuses on estate and wealth transfer planning, as well as administration of probate estates and estates. And prior to that, she was did a lot of tax controversy work and fiduciary litigation, and also served as a trust officer. So please welcome Kate Dickinson.
Good morning. I'm here to discuss preparing the 706. And although my paper goes through the entire return and provides a very high-level overview of each of the schedules and various considerations and issues, this morning I thought we'd focus on three particular situations where the decision to prepare the 706 is more elective rather than required. So I thought we'd talk about preparing the 706 in order to allocate GST tax exemption, preparing in order to make the Q-tip election, and preparing the 706 for portability purposes. But before we get to the substance of the presentation, I did want to flag a couple recent items that affect the preparation of the 706. So recently, the IRS indefinitely extended the use of digital signatures for certain estate and gift tax related forms. This includes the 706. However, I note the 706 still can't be filed electronically, despite being eligible for electronic signature. Also, I want to note that the Form 2848 inexplicably was not included on the list where you can get electronic signatures, so you still have to have a wet signature for those. Recently, I was involved in an estate tax return where the CPA used DocuSign because there were four different co-executors, and so used DocuSign to get the signature of all the co-executors and then physically printed that out and attached that to the return and then filed that. I also wanted to flag for you guys that recently the tax court issued a very taxpayer-friendly decision. It marks the first ruling on what constitutes adequate disclosure of a gift for gift tax purposes under Treasury Regulation 301.6501. The case is called Schlapper versus Commissioner, and the site is TCM 2023-65, and I've got that site in my paper. In this case, the court took a substantial compliance approach to disclosure and found that the taxpayer met the requirements for adequate disclosure. In other words, the IRS was adequately apprised of the nature of the gift, despite not adhering to what many preparers would consider a baseline standard. For example, the taxpayer got the recipients wrong, he misidentified the property that was transferred. So I don't know that this should form our standard for filling out tax returns. I did want to keep in mind also that this is a gift tax return, not an estate tax return case, but it was a very taxpayer-friendly result, and so I thought it should be on your radar. So, turning to the substance, I'm sure that generation skipping transfer tax is everyone's favorite topic, so I thought we could start with that this morning. Whether or not the tax return is independently due, the executor may want to consider whether to file a Form 706 in order to affirmatively allocate the decedent's GST tax exemption. So let's talk a little bit first about how the automatic tax allocation rules at apply at death. So these are the rules that apply if a 706 is not filed, or if a 706 is filed but Schedule R is not included with the return. So by way of a real-world example, recently my colleague and I have been assisting a family where the mom's estate tax return was used to allocate GST tax exemption and was allocated by a formula to the bypass trust. But the bypass trust did not use up all of her GST tax exemption. And as a result, her remaining exemption was automatically allocated to various inter vivos transfers. In this case, there were multiple trusts of which she was a grantor, none of which were included in her estate, but all established before the automatic allocation rules applied. And as a result, all these trusts, other than the bypass trust, were left with a mixed inclusion ratio due to automatic allocation of her remaining GST tax exemption at death to these trusts. Had the executor or the preparer fully allocated all of her remaining GST tax exemption, at a minimum, at least one of the trusts could have been left wholly exempt instead of this mixed inclusion as to all the trusts. Another example can be found in PLR 2022-10011. In this case, the decedent set up a revocable trust, which established various irrevocable trusts for the decedent's children at death.